سیدنا ابو بکر شبلی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ ونس فیل ال اینڈ پیپل ہیڈ ہم ایڈمیٹڈ ٹو ہاسپٹل علی بن عیسیٰ پیٹیشن فار ہیلپ فرام دا کیلف آف بغداد دا لیٹر سینٹ اے رویلی اپوائنٹڈ نان بلیور ہیڈ ڈاکٹر ٹو ٹریٹ سیدنا ابو بکر شبلی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ دی ڈاکٹر پرووائڈیڈ میڈیکل ٹریٹمنٹ ود اٹموسٹ اسکل اینڈ اٹینشن بٹ ان وین ون ڈے دی ڈاکٹر سیڈ او شبلی If I came to know any part of my body contained cure to treat you by, I will have no hesitation in cutting off that limb. Sayyiduna Shibli rahmatullahi alayhi said, curing me is comparatively much easier than having to cut off your limbs. The doctor asked, what is it? What will cure you? He rahmatullahi alayhi replied by explaining, cut your zunnar and embrace Islam. I will become happy and recover from this illness inshallah ta'ala. The physician instantly cut the zunnar, repented from disbelief and recited the kalima becoming a Muslim. At the very same moment, Sayyiduna Shibli rahmatullahi alayhi who was bedridden returned to complete health and stood up. The Caliph of Baghdad, when informed about it, remarked in astonishment, I had sent a doctor to a patient, but little did I know that I had actually sent a patient to a doctor. Subhanallah. May Allah Almighty have mercy on them and forgive us without accountability for their sake. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabijil ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers, Alhamdulillah, the story just mentioned highlights how the friends of Allah Almighty were extremely eager to call people towards righteousness, to guide the creation of Allah to the right path, and to promote Islamic teachings. They would attain such joy at the reversion of a non-Muslim to Islam that they sometimes became cured of deadly diseases. Sallu ala al-Habib. صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم.